Welcome to the 2023 series of the Property Report podcast by Property Guru. For this special episode, we will be tackling crucial themes that will be discussed at the Property Guru Asia Real Estate Summit this December. Now, for this episode, we will talk about how the food and beverage industry is influenced by real estate and vice versa. Our guests, Chef Dan Bark of the award-winning restaurant Cadence by Dan Bark in Bangkok, and Marco Lebregat, Asia editor of Bridges, the digital business and lifestyle magazine for global business leaders, high-level Japanese executives, investors, and entrepreneurs, and the official media partner of Property Guru Asia Real Estate Summit. First of all, I'm going to ask you both how significant you would consider location in influencing players in the food and beverage industry.
All right. Well, hello, everyone. I think the location is very, very influential, important, especially for a restaurant. Rent is probably one of the highest costs for a operation. So you have to really take that into consideration. And then, you know, the location of the foot traffic. So you're balancing the operation cost and what the value that you can give to the guests. So I think that's very important on what we do.
Yeah. Just harping on to what you said, foot traffic is really important. But I also see like accessibility to suppliers as well is really important. The overall customer experience of the area. So many times you can see like we've worked and we've seen like great concepts, you know, great food, but the wrong location. I wouldn't say there's a bad location, but it's more like a wrong location might not be a good fit for the restaurant. And many times I think certain restaurants theme their place or really have to consider the location of where they are as to what they serve and how they serve it.
Yeah, I think that's a good point, accessibility. Like for us, our location is kind of outside of the city. But in Bangkok, wherever you go, there's always going to be traffic. You know, so to us, the amount of time you spend on the traffic, that was kind of secondary, but we put the accessibility as a first. So a lot of people will still want to drive their car. So having a nice big open lot when they bring their car in so that they can have it valeted or parked easily, the accessibility it's a crucial thing that we consider when we opened our restaurant.
And it basically, like, I would see also, like, for example, some offices, like some restaurants would open in a more office-centered area versus residential. And that also kind of changes the theme or, you know, how a restaurant might be, for example.
Yeah. Exactly.
We all know that Asians love to eat, gentlemen, and will travel or queue in anticipation of good food or a good Instagram story. So what is more influential on success, the food and drinks or the location?
I'll go ahead with this one. And I think for me, it's really striking a balance. Like mentioned again, you could have really like good food and beverage, but if you're so far away in an undesirable place to go to, it's quite hard. So you have to kind of really strike the balance. The location as well is like, you know, when you talk about, let's say, chains, like larger, when they're trying to open more doors, restaurant doors, they will really study the location, you know, to a point in terms of the foot traffic, who's there, the demographics before even opening. So it's really quite important to kind of, I guess my point is to balance the three.
Yeah. I mean, I have to say food is more important.
Of course.
I have to say I can't lose my job. But location, you know, is also important. It creates that, I think, the initial group of people coming in when the location is nice. You have easy access. The neighborhood is nice for them to not just come to your area just for your own restaurant, but there's other things that they can do and spend the day. But the food still has to deliver, because we do see a lot of places that does have long queues, and when they first open, and then, you know, 8 months later, it's dead. And they had everything. They had the location, they had the theme, they had everything, but the food just didn't deliver. So yeah, I think you gotta have both balance.
Now, turning to you, Chef Dan, can you elaborate on how the design of a restaurant is influenced by or adapts to the property and country where it's located?
Like for our experience, we really let the property dictate how we were going to design the restaurant and the location. So our location, it's in a residential area. So they have high spending power. So we knew Cadence, the fine dining restaurants would do well there. But then there's also a lot of condos being built in the area. And a lot of these condos are, you know, very small with really small kitchens. So they're not really cooking at home. So we know there's going to be a lot of people that's going to be wanting to dine out. So I knew that I would also want a casual dining room in the same building. So once we saw the building, I could see that one side could be the fine dining, one side could be the casual dining, and the kitchen will kind of separate the two dining rooms. So we kind of let the property and the location dictate what we do, our menu.
For question number four, gentlemen, what would you say are the crucial factors in the success of a restaurant?
I think Chef Dan, you should start.
All right.
We have this successful restaurant.
Well, yeah, I think it's all the things that we've talked about, you know, so far. I think consistency. So from the first to the last, you know, when guests are going through the traffic and all the trouble to come to your restaurant, it has to be consistent. The quality of the food and service. And then if they tell their friend, like, hey, you should go try this place out, they're vouching for you. So you don't want to disappoint their friends either. So you got to be consistent. I think that's important. You know, service, hospitality, you know, everyone wants to be treated well. You know, so I think that's really important for the success of the restaurant. Value, you know, we can put on, you know, very luxury ingredients and we can charge them, but it has to be good value. You can't just overcharge just to overcharge. So that's kind of where the location comes along, where, you know, if your rent is very high, it's actually the guest that ends up paying for your rent, essentially. So trying to balance all that we give them good value. I think those are very important.
Super. I think I'd add in just the part where understanding the customers and the community. So, I mean, locations, you know, come with history, and many times it's tied into a community that's around there. And if it's a new place, it's about building the community that's there, because in the end, those are the ones that are going to go back to, you know, your restaurant, and they're going to talk about it. And that's where consistency plays a role, because, you know, you'll start with one person going, or, you know, a family going maybe, and then they tell the other. But like you said, you know, they go back themselves and then they're like, this is not the same that I had the last time. So, you know, that consistency is just so important, and it builds faster if it really ties into that community that surrounds it.
Yeah.
Would you agree that the real estate market is an important source of information when it comes to identifying trends in the F&B industry?
I think so, yes. Definitely, like, when I've worked with several restaurants as they were starting, and location had always been playing a role in terms of, let's say, like as I was talking about a while ago, the demographics or the community that surrounded. So you understand what's there. I've also seen I wouldn't say a trend, but it's happening in different parts of Asia as well, where they're using, let's say, heritage buildings and renovating these areas. And, you know, now that becomes like a key location for certain F&B or restaurants, F&B locators or restaurants as well. So, you know, telling the story in that place, having something distinct about that location can give insights as well to, you know, the success in the future. That made much sense.
No, I think that's, the market does tell, you know, it does kind of like what we talked about, you know, what kind of, what's being built around? Is it more commercial? Is it more residential? Is it more, you know, condos? So letting the checking the your market, real estate market around your location, you can start to see the trend and then kind of dictate what you should focus on. And I think it's very tied on to with F&B. You know, I've seen some studies where like a restaurant can have an impact on the real estate market also. So like if a restaurant gets a Michelin star around the area within 5 kilometers, it could increase the value by like 5% or something like that. So, you know, the neighbors are happy. So it's very tied together, I believe.
Yeah. Plan and strategy that we had I was working years ago to help a property company, basically. They already had their property there, but they were going to build condos. And, you know, they wanted to understand the community that was around them. And so we figured at that point, there was no farmers market kind of, you know, community market or weekend market that was in their area, although most of the people in their area would go to weekend markets in other places, and they would be some of the best buyers, actually. So we helped them create a community market, and that started to bring in traffic. They started to learn more about the community again that was around them, but also see what they wanted. So it was kind of like, you know, having that engagement with the community that was in the location. Another thing that I think about when you talk about location and insights for the real estate for the food and beverage industry is technology now, how we use Grab and Yelp, you know, and Google Maps to look for what we're eating, when we can order it as well, or how we can order. So I've seen, like, you know, some restaurants are like, why can't I order from this place? Because it's just a little outside the proximity of the app, let's say, you know. So those things also determine, and reviews, you know. So when you're looking now, you know, when you travel, any travelers coming into Thailand, which has so many travelers, you know, so when they go on, they're probably going to look at Google and see, you know, the different reviews and ratings within that location. Or normally the first thing that you type is the location, and then you look for the restaurant, right? Yeah. So, yeah, those are some, you know, points, I think, where location really is somewhere we can get insights for the food and beverage industry.
Moving on to question number 6 for Marco, could you please give us some insights into the characteristics or features of restaurants and food in different Asian countries?
So I had to think about that. Thank you for sending that that question in advance. You know, I guess in terms of similarities, one thing that I see is street food, basically. Like when I think about what ties like Asian cuisine, all of us have like I think a big love for street food. And again, that's very much based on the location. You know that like in different areas, here in Makati and in Manila, for example, you know, certain places where you can get even, they call them Jolly Jeeps, and they're like food trucks. And we know like the people that work around have their really favorite food trucks, and some have become famous for having the best fried chicken, for example, or sisig in the area. I think that in other countries as well, like, you know, I'm seeing in Japan, for example, back to what I was saying, you know, reviving a lot of like heritage buildings, or you know, places that tell history, and now putting food and beverage places there, like cafes and restaurants. I came about this really nice article on Time Out about like seven nostalgic like cafes in Tokyo. And you won't even think you're in Tokyo, but you know, it brings you back into that era and this. So people are also looking, I think, for that experience. One of the restaurants, or actually restaurant groups that we were working with for Bridges, we featured them. They're from Hong Kong. And one of the restaurants they talked about was also, it's called Maison Meiji, which is in a heritage building in Wan Chai. But the theme was really about the cuisine that basically their cuisine is French and Japanese, inspired by the Meiji period, which was the restoration period when Japan opened up and, you know, started getting influence from the West and started influencing the West as well. So the location again ties the story. They were really like, you know, looking for that particular place. Another thing that ties in, I guess, like location and food and beverage is, you know, a while ago we mentioned availability of suppliers, but that also means like for wine, like terroir, you know, like what grows in the location, you know, what is local. And that can influence also the food that's served, or the way that it's served as well. So these are some insights as well, I guess, that I wanted to share.
Nice.
Chef Dan, you will just have to find time to fly to Manila so we can give you that Jolly Jeep experience.
Yes. Yeah, I want this experience.
It's been a while. I used to work around the area, so I would, you know, I would learn from my colleagues which ones to go to, and you know, I actually would really just go to the one closest to me. Another thing about location, you know. Yeah.
Or the one with the longest line, because you know, yeah, for sure the food
well,
is
exactly.
Good.
But if I don't have time, I had this place that was really near me in Japan, in Tokyo. It was a ramen place that, no joke, like, I mean, day in, day out, and it's a line that crosses the street. It was great. It was yummy, you know, but it was so near me. I went once only because I had to try it, and I really had to line up the whole day. And I got there and I was like, well, it's really good, but I'm not going to line up again. Yes. Yeah.
Well, we'll just have to maybe, hopefully, in December, Chef Dan, we get to try Cadence.
Yeah. Yeah. I would love to. That'll be nice.
Gentlemen, thank you so much for your time. And thanks for tuning in to this special series of the Property Report podcast by Property Guru. We have exciting topics lined up, so stay tuned for the next one. And for more information, visit AsiaRealEstateSummit.com. Once again, that's AsiaRealEstateSummit.com. See you then.